News Network. We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan Newman.
And welcome to TNN, the Truth News Network. It's a Sunday, and a very important one because it is today. We've got something very unusual to share with you today in this podcast. In keeping with our promise to always provide the opinions of others who may be different from ours, today we introduce you to Q, sometimes called QAnon or Q Anonymous. You may have heard of Q. Most of you have not. And there are reasons for your not hearing or getting to know about this Q phenomenon. We have a video I want you to watch today, or an audio if you're listening on the podcast. Before we do that, you need to understand some things. First, QAnon's identity is unknown. Whoever QAnon is, whether it's a person or a group of people, Q has access to much information regarding U.S. government and political, extremely sensitive information. Some claim QAnon is an inside military intelligence group. Others say Q or QAnon is a former CIA operative. Whoever Q is, Time magazine just recently included Q Anonymous on the list of the 25 most influential people on the internet. For that reason, everybody should at least have heard of Q. QAnon being on that 25 most influential people on the internet should turn heads, and heads are turning. Q shares via internet post many questions, predictions, and conclusions about political persons and events. Many of those predictions have come true. Others are still pending. Heads are turning. Q alerted all to the now approximate 40,000 federal sealed indictments that have all been issued since late October of 2017. Every federal district court in America has issued at least one of those sealed indictments. Nobody knows their contents. Nobody knows who issued those sealed indictments or who they're targeted at. By way of comparison, in U.S. history, the most sealed federal indictments issued during any calendar year is less than 3,000. As a matter of public record, over 40,000 have been issued since late October of last year. Heads are turning. In a July 1st post, QAnon asked who is filing all those sealed indictments and points to an article published by Breitbart News, I know, a right-wing news outlet, which is often cited for close analysis by those following QAnon's disclosures. Here's Q's post. Quote, ask yourself, who is filing the indictments? It would take a very large team to work this quickly. Who has that kind of manpower? And then the number 470, with a link to that Breitbart article. And if you're reading this or if you're listening on the podcast, the link to that article is posted on our website, truthnewsnet.org, in this story. QAnon mentions the number 470 right after posing that question, who is filing the indictments and who has that kind of manpower? That answer could come from the fact that 470 Justice Department investigators were assigned to work closely with Inspector General Horowitz, who just recently released the results of his Hillary email investigation, and also with U.S. Attorney John Huber of Utah, who Attorney General Sessions charged to quietly conduct far-reaching investigations into all of the intelligence matters and individuals who seem to be involved in those intelligence matters over the last couple of years. Listen closely to what I'm about to say. This is in no way an endorsement of QAnon. Anything QAnon has said or posted or in any way to validate the truthfulness of statements made or circumstances posed or questions asked by QAnon. What we're doing here, as we have promised to do all the time, and we've done so far, is present information to you for you to consider and you to validate or discredit. What is included in this video audio file is shocking. It asks many questions. Those questions will give you pause and encourage you to think through the possibilities. One thing we do know for certain, we don't know everything going on in our government. Maybe that is good for us. You will not get confirmation of that from this video or audio podcast file. It will probably cause you to ask even more questions. Watch or listen, and we're going to get together for a few minutes afterwards. Incidentally, I suggest you not watch or listen until you're in a place distraction-free and you have time to digest it all. It's 13 minutes long. It's not lengthy. It'll captivate you. If you're not in that place now, wait a while until you are. And you'll probably want to watch or listen once or twice more. Here's QAnon. And the video is titled, The Plan to Save the World.
Have you ever wondered why we go to war? Or why you never seem to be able to get out of debt? Why there is poverty, division, and crime? What if I told you there was a reason for it all? What if I told you it was done on purpose? What if I told you that those who were corrupting the world, poisoning our food, and igniting conflict were themselves about to be permanently eradicated from the earth? You might think that an idealistic fantasy. Well, let me tell you a story. We acknowledge there are criminals, of course. They rob your house, they steal your phone. They can murder you too if they think they can get away with it. We have all experienced criminals in one way or another. Criminals, as we know, are those who choose personal gain over the rights of others and have no regard for the law. But here is where you need to expand your thinking. Criminals can also succeed in business and politics and can be elected as our leaders. If a criminal became the president, imagine what they could achieve. They could use the full weight of their executive power to commit much larger crimes and ensure they and their friends were enriched to the fullest extent possible. A criminal president could create alliances with other criminal presidents and then collaborate on more global criminal activities. Anything goes. Drug running, human trafficking, whatever makes the big bucks. The 20th century was turbulent with war, economic disaster, famines, and displacement. We have always accepted these things as just human nature and simply the way the world works. Something inevitable and due to the weaknesses of human nature that drive us to these actions. This is where we were all tragically wrong. You are not a criminal. I'm not a criminal. So how can we just assume that it is human nature that is driving all this pain and misery? What if it wasn't human nature at all, and as a result of something more deliberate? We were taught that capitalism was the cause of a massive rich-poor divide and the reason for poverty, which in turn is the reason for war, crime, and starvation. Others were taught that communism, the system of equal wealth across all people, was really to blame for the mess. But you see, folks, it is none of these things. It is not our nature to fight and be racist. It is not in our nature to rob from others. What you must learn is that it was the criminals all along. Yes, they got power. More power than a criminal should ever have. They rose to the top of media companies that control our news and entertainment. They ascended to the top of the banking system, also to the Oval Office, to Brussels, to the Vatican, to the Crown. They crept in quietly. They became leaders of agricultural companies who have control over our food supply. Also big pharmaceutical companies, the ones we trust to help us when we're sick. Nobody stopped them, and they just recruited more criminals to help them. First, they accumulated the world's wealth. They invented a system of money called central banking, which lends money to governments with interest, placing countries into eternal debt. People's wealth got less. Their wealth got more. Much more. When a criminal is already as rich as they can get, then protecting their ill-gotten gains becomes the priority. Angry citizens tired of being poor are a major obstacle and can revolt if they suffer enough. The criminals needed to prevent this. So they diverted attention to the last remaining competitor, the people of the world. You and me. We were not happy being ruled by criminals and having to work three jobs just to survive. They know we won't accept it. So they use their control of the media to set black against white, woman against man, young against old, Muslim against Christian. They convinced us we were the problem so that we would fight and destroy ourselves. To get it done faster, they attacked all aspects of humanity that make us strong. Like family. Using their influence over culture, they popularized lifestyle choices that led to a surge in broken homes, lost youth, and substance abuse. I could talk all day about how else they deliberately weakened us and it would turn your stomach. We were just trying to get on with living. So where are all the good guys? Good people just want to get married, have kids, make a living, and enjoy their liberty. Well, there were good guys. Many. One became the President of the United States in January 1961. He knew about these criminals and wanted them gone. He knew their intentions for us all, and he wanted to fight them. Sadly, he had no idea how powerful they had become. Reagan also had good intentions for the American people. He knew this criminal mafia controlled almost everything by the stage, including the powerful rogue intelligence agencies. His economic policies were promising, but the criminals needed a weak America to hold on to their power. Reagan was shown with a bullet that a growing U.S. economy and prosperous citizens were not what the criminals wanted. It was looking pretty grim for good people. Every time someone wanted to stand up and do the right thing, they got stopped. Were we ever to be freed? These criminals are also known as the Deep State, or Cabal, because of how they control things behind the scenes. Every president after Reagan was one of these Deep State criminals, and their empire got even stronger. With each bad president came new depths America and the world would sink. The world collapsed into darkness. Do you need me to tell you how? Destroyed factories, declining job numbers, sicker people, opioids, destruction of Iraq, Syria, and Yemen with pointless war, displacement of people into Europe, ISIS, terrorism, collapsed governments, poverty, and genocide. Total misery. Do you think that was inevitable? Hell no. Well, here is where things start to take a new turn. When the full picture comes to be known, it will forever be regarded as the greatest story ever told. Well, here is the top line. Some good people still held positions of power. They valued humanity and the rule of law. While the criminals discussed their game plan at the annual Bilderberg meetings, the good guys were making plans of their own. The information age was coming to change history forever. As the internet flooded into every home and appliances became smarter, and when people started carrying tracking devices, an opportunity to put an end to criminal control over the world was emerging. We became connected, trackable, and surveilled. But so did they. They became dependent, just like we did, on email, SMS, instant communication. It made crime much easier, but it also put them on a grid that, if accessed by the right people, would expose their crimes to the public and end their iron grip on us once and for all. In this new age of information, it was thought that the military should also have its own intelligence agency to focus on cybercrime and espionage. They called this the NSA, the National Security Agency. The relevance of the NSA in the story cannot be understated. Here we had every phone call, email, and text from every device stored and archived. Whether it be someone making a doctor's appointment or the deep state setting up a massive heroin purchase from the Taliban. In the right hands, it would be enough information to expose the entire sinister criminal plot to rob us blind and wipe us out. Hold that thought. Now I need to explain the plan. The good guys were devising a plan to reclaim the world from the cabal and return it to the people. It would involve alliances with multiple countries, since the criminals had global rat lines, trade, and other infrastructure in place that would need their cooperation. It came down to two choices for America. Launch a military coup to seize the government from whichever cabal puppet was in the White House at the time, or win legitimately, take control of the NSA, expose the criminals for what they are, and arrest them all. Obviously, the first option would be very troubling for the public. With people still preoccupied with cabal-engineered social issues, they would likely revolt and hurt themselves and others. No, it would have to be the latter. So they needed a candidate who could win, and who could win big. Many states like California had been so heavily inundated by criminals that even the voting machines were electronically set up to swing votes any which way. It would need to be a very decisive victory. Good patriots in the U.S. military and their global partners asked Trump to run for president so they could take back control of America legitimately without alarming the public. Trump was a good choice, obviously, because he overcame the vote of fraud and won. But he was a patriot, and he was loved and admired by the public. He was not interested in joining the cabal, mainly because they hated America and he did not agree with them on that point. As soon as he showed interest in taking power, they activated their media assets to viciously turn on him. That's when we saw the sudden hatred emerge. Even when he won, the cabal still had no idea what he was a part of and the sophisticated plan that was about to unfold against them. Shocked at their loss, they mobilized their full arsenal of intelligence, media, money, and technology to try and take back power. There were people at the top of the DOJ and FBI that put together a plan to frame Trump and have him impeached. This is where we come back to the NSA again. All messages were stored and could be used to expose this plot and prevent Trump's overthrow. An entire book will be written about the first 2 years of Trump's presidency. False flag terror attacks, down planes, missile alerts, assassination attempts. Here is the point. The world is currently experiencing a dramatic covert war of biblical proportions, literally the fight for Earth, between the forces of good and evil. I can't put it in simpler terms, but I can say it appears the good guys are winning. The cabal had complete control over North Korea. They hijacked the Kim dynasty, took them hostage, and worked to build up a nuclear arsenal to threaten the world. Kim Jong-un suddenly embracing peace was simply because the deep state were beaten and driven out. ISIS was also destroyed in the year following Trump's win. We are all starting to see the pattern now that enough time has passed, that our biggest global concerns are starting to recede, and peace is returning. It is all evidence that the good guys are winning the war. But we are still in the middle. While a lot is improving, it still puzzles many that most of these known criminals are still free, especially the higher-ups like Hillary Clinton, the Bushes, and Obama. That is coming in the next chapter of the story. That's why we have Q. The good guys with control over the NSA began the Q intelligence dissemination program to invoke an online grassroots movement that came to be called the Great Awakening. It started on underground internet channels and then moved to the mainstream. Q has been a fun distraction for those who follow world events and desire truth, but it is about to begin a much more important and necessary phase, keeping the public informed when the deep state war breaks out onto the surface. By this, I mean high-profile arrests. Yes, folks, the criminals I'm referring to are famous politicians, actors, singers, CEOs, and celebrities. People who have earned our trust, respect, and admiration. They have done very bad things that are all fully known and documented, and they will be severely punished. Those of us who have followed Q since the beginning will be here to help you make sense of the coming events. We are among the first to realize that our petty partisan divisions are just trivial distractions, and we are all enslaved by a hidden enemy. We realize that the problem was never capitalism or socialism, Democrat or Republican, black or white, Muslim or Christian. We know it was just very powerful criminals who had too much power. Fellow slaves, it's time to buckle your seatbelt, recognize your true enemy, and embrace a new future that we all owe to the brave patriots who risked their lives to achieve this victory against the greatest force of evil the world has ever known. May God bless America.
Wow. There's so much there. We will not break down everything, but we've got some final thoughts. Sit tight. Back right after this on the Truth News Network.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice.
Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Uncertain about what you see and hear in mainstream media? Worried about getting the truth? No worries anymore. Get the truth, only the truth, at TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
And the truth of today's show was when I told you we don't know who QAnon is. We don't know the validity of much of what you just heard and saw. But what we do know is if any of it or all of it is true. That in itself would answer a lot of questions. Yes, the video, audio contents are shocking. Are they real? Finding the answers to that question is up to you. One thing we owe to ourselves and to everyone we hold dear, I cannot emphasize enough to all who participate here that the United States of America is at a political tipping point. Few have the guts to argue that point. Americans must decide if we want our nation to go by the way every other democratic country in history has faded away through the centuries. If not, do we want to shore up its foundation and take charge of returning it to the greatest country in world history, which it once was? No democratic civilization has lasted much longer than 200 years in world history. We are actually in overtime here in the U.S. No reasonable American can look at the uproar and chaos in the world today, and specifically within our borders, and not see the precipice that lies just below us. No reasonable American can argue that today's radical societal happenings could easily push us into that precipice if we choose to ignore the dangers and refuse to make changes. This video audio was not posted to alarm or frighten anyone. It was posted to simply result in thoughtful and logical reasoning, asking questions, and considering alternative possibilities to our realities is always a good idea. How would our children ever grow in intelligence and mature physically and psychologically if they were not challenged this same way? We send them to school for just those reasons. I challenge you to wait a day or two. Watch the video or listen to the podcast again. When you do, have a pen and paper handy. While you watch or listen, jot down the questions you get that come to your mind. But don't stop there. Do the research necessary to find the answers to those questions you jot down. Sometimes those answers may be simply, I don't know. That's okay. Not knowing doesn't mean you're stupid. But not exhausting every available resource to get answers to your questions could be considered to be stupid. No one reading or listening today is stupid. I encourage you to comment below and ask questions of others who are looking in. This is a big deal. Down at the bottom of the homepage, there's a place for your comments, a place for your questions. Please weigh in. We owe it to each other. We don't certainly know everything. We can best find out by being inquisitive, asking questions, getting and sharing with others, and just being honest with ourselves and honest with each other. Tell you what, we owe it to everybody we know and love. And last but not least, we owe it to ourselves. Very important chapter of the Truth News Network today. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for putting up with a little bit of a different approach today. But we put something out there that I know you're thinking about right now. You're mulling through it, and you'll continue. That's what this is for. Thank you for joining us every day. Do not sweat.
Not just political, not just lifestyle, but always relevant. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.
We're back tomorrow at the Truth News Network.